If BlackRock doesn't own the world, why do the conspiracy theories feel so close to something real? Index funds have concentrated more voting power than any robber baron ever had. And when that power gets used for ESG goals, courts are calling it a breach of duty. The real question is, who should control the votes that come with your retirement savings? What does BlackRock actually own? BlackRock makes money by collecting fees from its investors, not by reaping profits from the companies it invests in. The people who own shares in BlackRock funds own the shares, but BlackRock's large stakes in many public companies have raised concerns about corporate governance and stewardship. If BlackRock doesn't own the shares, who votes them? BlackRock's voting choice program allows many index equity clients to direct proxy votes. BlackRock contracts with ISS and Glass Lewis for research, but the program gives eligible institutional clients the ability to vote their own proxies. What happens when asset managers vote for ESG goals that beneficiaries might not support? In January 2025, a US district court ruled that American Airlines violated its duty of loyalty by letting BlackRock use retirement assets to advance ESG goals through proxy voting, finding an absence of any internal analysis and monitoring of BlackRock's proxy voting to pursue ESG. Does the Big Three's voting concentration distort markets and corporate governance? BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street together control around 20% of the average S&P 500 company. Their votes shape board elections, executive pay, and ESG policies. Passive flows cause unrelated stocks to move together, increasing systemic risk, and common ownership across competitors raises unresolved antitrust questions. Here's the fix no one's talking about. Force index funds to pass through voting rights to investors by default. Opt out, don't opt in. Abstentions would dilute manager control without forcing anyone to vote. So no, BlackRock doesn't own the world. But the votes that come with your retirement savings might be shaping it in ways you never agreed to. The real conspiracy might be that nobody asked you what you wanted.